could be a better call, a direct, if it's a, if it's something that you brought something that didn't get into this, we could borrow a lot of bad people off. A little letter, I know that your comments and so forth, I know the letter's a little more on, but he is willing to be helpful, so it's just, I just want to give one out, I greatly appreciate your better comments and so forth. I had a memo, it was on my desk, but I hadn't drawn it, so I've got it there. But I think that's a good sign, yes. Respond to the real answers, best of all, for us, please, it puts that IAH and AGW so they can have a listening and bureaucrats work together, which they want to do. But it puts the need on top where I can kick them in the ass, which is what you need to command, but can't come in and choose, and I'm going to stick them out of the ass if they don't come along. If it doesn't work, we'll bring it up. But we'll call the authority, the cancer authority, we'll be the NIH, Howe's there, et cetera, et cetera. But direct and accountable to the president, and we'll find out what they do. Right? Dr. Conley, and he has talked to Patrick on the phone in his meeting with him at 2:00 today. He says Patrick's, and he's also talked to Larry, Patrick's modified his extreme reaction to some, but he's still adamant opposed to the decision. He thinks so. There's more to it than that. He said it's not this decision that's got Patrick upset. That may be the straw, but it's obviously more bothering than that.
Yeah.
It's almost damn hard to follow through. Shouldn't be hard for him to stand up to their kids. God, a father who knows all what Dave Packard knows can't stand up to his kids. There's a real problem. Look.
Yes, there is a problem. There is a problem in America with regard to the unions that they rock and roll against them. What am I going to tell my kids? But it bellyaches off them and they talk to them.
And listen, I mean, my kids will do.
Sure.
One of my kids disagree. And a lot of my kids' friends disagree. And they come and talk about
it. My kids do. They're raising hell a long time. And he's driving for a friend. Well, Chris can't stand that kid.
No.
That's how he gives in.
But John does.
Oh, actually, John's a very strong person.
Yeah, John had a showdown with his oldest son. No. His son was going to come to Washington on one of the protests.
How old is he?
With a Stanford group. He's at Stanford. He's 19 or 20. 20. He was going to come last year on one of the protests. He called John and told him he was going to come. And John said, that's fine. It's your decision to make. You'll have to decide what you feel is right to do. I want you to know the consequences. If you do on that thing, I will have to resign. Straight out. California can't wait for people to cost the East better
than this. But if there's not a plan, they're just sure you're not a college. Whatever it is, I think you're going to find a great plan. It remains a high level for Rutgers. First 6 months of expansion applications had to be fine. That's why it was explained that I went back very much in that pattern. But here's the important thing. Unemployment declined from 3.5% in March, 3.5% in April, for married men, and was unchanged for full-time workers. There was a significant increase in unemployment among part-time workers, not the name of Christ, but part-time workers, you know what I mean?
And the labor market expanded.
Yeah. You see, the part-time workers are also there.
It's a hell of a thing to play with those figures. I mean, you put us on here, you can say we have the most people unemployed that we've ever had. But the other side is we have the most people employed that we've ever had.
Well, they're both true. Well, as a matter of fact, the main part of it is I can have the same salary.
Thank you.
Pretty perfect, the curves.
Sure, they can get it. I just wonder if there's
says somebody, it's gotta be commanded.
Well, that's Chuck's role.
He doesn't agree with our guy.
No, but that's, a PR guy doesn't come in, PR guy is by state.
Okay, I'm sure he, Chuck's got the, he's got the moxie.
That's true.
If I let him know where I'm going, I'm gonna shoot her back. Boy. All he does is made a decision on that, we without him getting, I want to hold it for a while, let's hold it for a while.
You can.
But all they testify, he's moving on it to pick it up wherever it is and get whatever.
He will see, he knows it's lobby.
And they're rich.
He said, you're absolutely right, they are the most ruthless bunch and probably the richest bunch.
That's true.
And obviously, whatever decision.
Never support us before.
Whatever decision we've made, we've helped somebody, and that's the one we ought to get the blood out.
Looking around the future, so that if we do get blood out.
Well, we've done, like the milk thing.
No, we did, yeah.
And he mentioned another one then. Where we got the mileage before we did anything.
Good. Never sure one. The Rockwell's house, I can suggest. I understand that John has started to squeeze Rockwell's back a few ways. Now, for example, on the motor car safety, I knocked out that goddamn airbag, and also those whistles, and, lights flash for seat back stuff. I knocked those out. Now, goddamn, we all get some help from boredom, but there must be an automobile association or something. I should think so.
All right, there is. And there are another huge lobby. Our service pastor said they'll be back in Chanel on the
exhaust emissions problem.
Well, they know that, but they have to back down on that. They are at fault there, and they may not be able to do it by the time we may have to get in.
But we know we have to stop that. That has to be stopped. Everybody knows that.
Socially, there's no way to take anything
out
on that.
Other countries will all suffocate. That's one I bought. I buy the others.
The other stuff is a lot of bureaucratic meddling. It is not consumers. Well, they're guaranteeing the individual's question. When a guy's driving a car and it doesn't have a seatbelt on, he may kill himself, but that's his privilege.
Yeah, right.
He's driving a car and bumping bad exhaust stuff out, then he may kill other people, and that isn't his privilege. They can make a hell of a difference on that basis. Boy, the meddlers want to get into the whole damn thing.
Next week, we'll try to get Henry in here, and we'll see what the hell it works out with him. It's all been.
I talked to Henry last night. He seems, I think this has been a good thing. He said he's getting really good reps.
He did.
He's sounding in good spirits, and
meeting a lot of people.
I said, what are you doing tonight? He said to call him back, within 15 minutes. And I said, I'm sorry, I kept me late for dinner. This was at 11 o'clock at night. And he our time. I said, who you got lined up for tonight? He wouldn't tell me that. And I said, I don't know, he's going to have been at surf again. He says, how did you know that? And I said, I had my tail. And he said, then I'll tell you who it is tonight. Zeppo Marks. I couldn't believe him, but he was serious. He was going to dinner with Zeppo Marks.
He loves him. He loves him.
It's a little crazy, you know, Zeppo Marks is so alive. Did you know Henry Dukey died?
Yes, recently.
I assume you did, but I thought of myself.
Terrified.
Younger than I thought, though. 66.
Was he?
Yeah, I thought he was.
Cut his blood a lot.
Cut his about 75. He drank a lot, didn't he?
Good. I find in business, advertising, law, in politics, they have become quite so bad. I think they're so goddamn cautious and careful about counting their money. But, you know, sales, go for it, they do. business councils or the very highest levels. I mean, I think what happens is promotion, selection, chief executive officers, and rest, guys have their competence in the job.
And if the guy doesn't get the job, it tends to lead to a drinking problem. I mean, I think it works both ways.
I guess you're right.
The guy who gets bypassed at a middle level somewhere tends to...
Yes, they just start
some boozing instead of working.
He isn't trying anymore.
Yeah.
And he gets to go up the hell, it's making a difference, so he goes to the country club more often.
And his visions are frustrated, so he's stuck with us.
But the other thing is, though, that people who do get to those highest levels become extremely, well, they become, their habits become much more restrained. They become, as a matter of fact, some of them become just dull as hell, too. Just afraid to make mistakes, afraid to do complex things. What I was thinking was that next week we will know whether we're going to get any break from the salt pond. To me, the time to go on the next press thing, I don't think we should run an office press conference. I think what we ought to do is to run a press conference the following week. In other words, hit 3 weeks later, provided that, or unless we have a salt here. See what I mean? Salt here or something to announce, say, next week. Let me go off of that. An announcement either the week of the 10th or the week of the 17th. Then I think you should go with the press conference on the 27th, which is the date we presently selected. Which on the other hand, I think we've got to go with the press conference today, the 20th. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm. And that means going to Florida the day later, that's all right.
No, we were going to Florida that night.
We go out to the conference.
Yeah.
Have the conference at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and they call Florida at 10.
Why not?
I think so too.
Get there, you'd be in bed by 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, no problem.
That's better than sleeping here and going down in the morning.
Exactly.
Because you lose the day. If you have to get up here,
there.
Well, you just don't like the idea. And I think your feeling is right. Of getting up here in the morning and going out to the airport and flying to Florida. There's something wrong with that. If you're here, you ought to do something here.
Well, then we'll do that. So with all the training, the office then will be held, just keep the 13th open in case I want last night, but we'll see. So one thing for sure is everything now comes together. Like either does or doesn't.
Sure.
It seems to be, however, more optimistic that something will come, so we can be in trouble.
And talking to him afterwards, he doesn't think much of the China thing as a possibility. He says you may get to a point where you want to send a high-level delegation or something. He doesn't think you're going to work out enough. I mean, you just got to remember that it's to their interest to help you. It is to the Russians at this point, even though they don't want you reelected. It's to their, they've got their own problems, too.
They don't want to reelect. The thing about the Russians, the main thing about the China thing, and Henry is going to hold the word on that, is that the China thing is important, really, because it helps in the Russian thing. That's really what it's about.
You could end up with a double parlay there, though. China helped you with Russia, and you got the Russian summit this fall, in September, you're talking about. Then you could still go for a China summit in spring.
Or the summer.
Or summer. Late spring of next year.
You'd have to do it before the Democratic Convention, because we had it after the Democratic Convention that you have a candidate there. And then, rather than me, they made a phone call about asking my advice, and it's 4 months, you remember.
And you made a decision.
He made a decision.
They informed before you informed. Before you informed you, and then kept stalling his implementation, and then finally informed you.
The right here was a call.
And it was the day he announced it, wasn't it? People got the briefings and all that, they'll tell me, and that's what they did to you.
Briefings?
No. Oh, no. Johnson didn't give you briefings. He had one meeting with you.
He said, I'm not going to sit here anyway. I'm not going to give him that opportunity.
I would appreciate it. It's different because Johnson was not a candidate for reelection.
Correct.
I'm a candidate. As a candidate, you have no, it would be right for you to nominate.
Right, I'm not expecting. What, see, what Henry expects of the Chinese is that he'll sit down with the Chinese foreign minister or somebody, and they'll agree to send more in Vietnam. And that's why he disagreed with this guy. I disagree with this one. I don't think we've got that problem.
Hey, because I may be misreading out, but my opinion of Hague's view is that he doesn't see anything ending the war in Vietnam except the close war on, and just the
mind you, disengaging.
He also, I pushed him on that draft thing. He said they screwed us on that, and that we aren't going to get the draft thing until next spring, if at all. Because as soon as they make the commitment of no draftees to Vietnam, they then will have no draft, no volunteers.
Yeah.
But all this thing into trying to get the, his argument is that Laird is screwed, and that Laird has gone for trying to get the volunteer army too fast, and therefore ruined his opportunity for getting the draftees out, that if we had pushed so fast on building towards the volunteer army, we could still hold the process now to a point. It has to do with troop levels in Europe and all this stuff. He's got them down to a point where he's
not going to be able to do it. He's really good.
Combat role in the first place, as a practical matter, you're going to have, in effect, you're going to have all the draftees out of Vietnam practically just by getting your force level down.
Good, that's not going to do.
When you get down to a certain level, there's just no room for draftees, really, for enough to have.
Well, Henry's view here is that it's wrong because he's it is wrong along, but it is very significant that the Chinese are coming to us. That's very significant.
Well, Al buys that, but Al says you got to remember it took 2.5 years to get to this point.
Right.
And it's not all going to fall in line in 2.5 months.
No. And he's going to fall in line with Henry Rushing over there and so forth. So he can go over there. The East thing is just basically they hold a car to just keep their fighting. Keep on trusting that they can be.
They all want to get on record so that if someone goes there.
That's
your hope. The first one could be you.
I agree. Henry didn't see that. He said he would kill the whole goddamn thing by sending some representative.
As long as they're supporting the
alternative being another head. Well, unless she makes some progress on it. He made his final announcement why that's that. So I think you can go in the spring. On the other hand, we have to realize that they wear their mercy because they're going to fight. They might invite fans to wear.
Yeah. Okay. A resolution to make illegal the display of the Viet Cong fight until the war in Vietnam is over.
Good.
I also am picking up the fight.
I also saw that Thurman put in my suggestion to make demonstrators
pay for their damage.
Yeah, yes. I suggested that to Mitchell. That's a good thing.
Yep. But they, Dennis and Hill are picking up some of this stuff.
About China.
I'm afraid of the demonstrators, which is really the difference. Up to now, they've been afraid to condemn them because they think people are for them.
Yeah.
I think now they know. That's not
the area. They're here to a home. They're here to a home.
You have to keep the nuts, Bella Abzug and Ron Dellums and those people.
Of course. They're communists. You know that. Shit, that's what they are. No question for Bella Abzug is. Dellums.
But you get past that. And you get to meet them.
It's a surge. I'm not going to take it anymore there. But you see, some of these guys are here from home. They're all. Got their little fingers up in the air. And we just may have to ride this one out.
Yeah,
I, don't you agree with me that we do not get, if we do not get the, we don't have the draft, we don't even have that. But we really ought to do the chief engineer.
We possibly can.
Well, the further away from his election, the better anyway. And I think it ought to be done immediately, I think the announcement. It's like an anniversary. Henry Ruffell, and I know his concern is wrong, he wants to put it to get his plans and his plans don't make a bit of difference. They're going to be effective on which. He'd like to knock off that vegetation over Paris if I could, so like, it may be that they will not invite him.
That they may take care of it.
That's right. Now get on it, and Henry will blame on them, serious. That is the reason.
No, they can't read much into the demonstration because there's just no question that that
had blocked all the other than the afternoon, but the other thing on it. We have to realize they're doing things for their own reasons. That's the thing we got to question. I always understood it. It's a cold, tricky proposition. And all this crap is done now. Demonstration used to affect it. It's the only corner. Years ago, when we had a hell of a lot of people there that demonstrated to give them over because we didn't have a problem with Jesus on it. Now we're going down to demonstrations will make money, there's another economic. They see us going down, they say, well, we're going to get it anyway, why the hell do we agree? Hell, Aaron signed it in. We're better at the time. We're running. You look at part-time workers, I'm sure you how much you're at the mercy of the full laborers in the Department of Labor. You know, we have a lot of part-time workers, the rest of the government, you got to
I'm sure they need to, yeah.
We pull it tonight and tomorrow night, or people in the boat. They come on, last night and tonight, it takes 2 nights to do it.
They can do it in one night, and it's very hard for them. They've got to start early in order to do it. We all set out.
Take 2 nights to get it ready.
They don't have enough phones and people to do it right.
It's very interesting. I think, though, that there's a sense from these congressmen over here, this is not suggested. Some of them are here at the moment, not a little bit. They don't like these damn demonstrators. Their brothers don't. How they can take the rough coats out of them and anti-war arrests the way they did, you know.
Seems to me that's all kind of faith even carries out condemning the.
He condemns
this bunch, yeah?
Wet finger in the air, too, isn't it?
Sure. He's interested in the political career.
The Kennedy thing.
Yeah, there's something strange there.
And the press protecting him on it by not building it up. The press would normally build that up till hell didn't happen.
Apparently some guy who was at that meeting, and I'm in college, I guess it was quite a thing. One of the hard hat guys was there and had recorded a close on it. But then you get a report from somebody else, one of Mulcahy's guys, I guess. Somebody that this guy, Kennedy, started on is taking on the administration or defending the demonstrators. Some guy in the middle of the dinner stood up, cupped his hands, and shouted, "Bullshit!" at Kennedy. I guess it just completely, the students started clapping. The other people, you know, were kind of astonished. And Kennedy apparently had kind of a rough time with the thing, which, of course, doesn't get out.
I think I'm putting the reason I would move the press conference up to 3 weeks is that we want to get part-timers in before the summer, you see. So we might go back on a 3 week basis. Now, on the other hand, we wouldn't go 3 weeks if we got a hell of an announcement.
And then you don't need to get,
then you've got two prime timers in England. But if we don't have an announcement, then we do that in 3 weeks. And then flip off the CQ and get that one. And then that would be the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm angry about the fact we might have to go on the 8th or get into that.
I didn't talk to Henry about it, no. He's got a call into me now.
That's the point.
Yeah, sure,
I guess. Well, if he's got a call into you, you can tell him. That play a little game about the personal situation. The 8th is great. We have no, since we haven't got the other thing. And
to go on the 8th, I think he'll find a way to adjust his other things to it, too.
No.
He hasn't really reconsidered.
Well, we'll, I'll reconsider.
The other thing, as soon as you, if you leave it, that you're just considering it, he won't work the other stuff out.
The other things you see are not as important as he thinks they are. That's the whole point. They're not going to have that much effect. He is going to go over to the Chinese foreign minister and solve the war. It is not going to happen. He isn't going to go to Paris and solve the war. That's not going to happen. See, that's where my evaluation differs from his. And so I think that those things both can go on, talk about it. But we just move right along in our own.